Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And we are live from St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex Studios here in Baldwin County, Alabama. And, well, it's finally here, what a lot of us have been waiting for. We're talking about the opening morning of the special early teal season. Now, teal season opens up a couple of months before the regular duck season, and that's to take advantage of the early migration patterns from those birds. Are you on your way to the blind? Well, we'd love to hear from you teal hunters. Text us your reports of what you're seeing out there in the marshes and the rice fields at 504-260-1870. A little bit later on, after sunrise and legal shooting time, we're going to take you deep into the wetlands and into the duck blinds of Mike Smith with Louisiana Duck Hunts in Delacroix Island, Ryan Lambert, our plastic man down the river, and Captain Kirk Stansel, our hackberry rod and gun out in the southwest. We also got live fishing reports, a couple of special events taking place over here in the Mobile Bay area. Hope on a Boat, we'll tell you all about that, what's going on there. And also Brendan Bayard, our paddling reporter, is fishing in the Five Rivers tournament over there at the on the bay. So we'll be talking to him and finding out the rundown on how the fishing is in the Mobile area. I got to tell you, across the bayway about around noon yesterday, maybe a little earlier, and that's as many boats as I've seen out there fishing. So that tells me something, the fishing is on right now as we head into the fall season. All right, Grand Isle, were you down there this week? If you were, did you walk the beach? Did you see a beach littered with dead bull redfish? Bycatch from pogie boats, and we've got a report on that to pass along to you. Also, you know, we had that public meeting on the Atchafalaya Basin. I called it the State of the Basin Report at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery on Thursday evening. If you attended in person or if you attended like I did via Zoom, what were your biggest takeaways from that State of the Atchafalaya Basin meeting? I'll give you mine about one of the most popular bass habitats in Louisiana. We're talking about the Atchafalaya Basin. Now, this week's Bayou Wild TV features another Tigers in the Wild episode, and we're going to have a preview for you on this morning's program. This morning on the eve of the LSU Southeast Louisiana football matchup, you're going to hear from Gabe Leonard and a little bit from West Weeks and Bo Bordelon, some LSU players, about their hunting trip to Lost Bucks Ranch. And you'll see that in its entirety on Bayou Wild TV. Now, this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoor story, well, it features a guy who decided to fish without a license and ended up facing a huge fine and jail time, which might not have happened had he not failed to pay a measly $17 for a fishing license. All right, your coastal marine forecast from the National Weather Service if you're headed out. Offshore, we're going to have some variable winds, but light, 1 to 2 foot. Seas, about 8 to 15 knots, maybe 8 to 12. Tomorrow, they'll be variable again, 6 to 12 in a 1 foot sea. That's great conditions to get out after those snapping. It's late snapper season, and we're approaching the end of it. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. The interior lakes and bays, 5 to 10 knots both today and tomorrow. Got about a 7/10 movement on the tide range. Mississippi River is somewhere around 3 to 3.3 and continuing to fall. It's predicted to get down in the twos maybe in a week or so. Lake temperatures and Gulf temperatures are dropping, and we've got a little bit of an unusual situation. Lake Pontchartrain has got an 86-degree temperature reading, where the Gulf, down by Southwest Pass, is 84. And normally your Gulf waters are much warmer, and, man, that's pretty cool for this time of the year. And that is good news if you're not interested in seeing any tropical storm formation in the Gulf of America. All right, we come back after this. We head down to Shell Beach. We'll get the lowdown from Robbie Campo, get your fishing report, find out how many people are headed out to the Biloxi Marsh, maybe to do a little bit of teal hunting, and a combination of a blast and cast is what they call it. Robbie Campo, Shell Beach, is next right here. You're hearing it on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Radio Network. And let's see, the shrimp are ready. The weather's looking good. Got a pretty decent tide range, some pretty light winds, and the temperature's not quite so bad. It's going to get up into the 90s and very little rain in the area. So if you're planning on going fishing, we got a guy that can might help you find them. Robbie Campo from Campo's Marina joins us. Robbie, we got, if you would, just kind of recap the week and tell us what the forecast for the next couple days looks like.
Well, Don, you know, this week here was more of a redfish week than it was a speckled trout week. You know, we had northerly winds, northeasterly winds, I should say. You know, today we don't have a whole lot of tide movement. We had 7/10. It's not bad, but we were on a in between the moon here and the neap tide stuff. So we didn't have that tide, you know, that good push of water this week. So I think that had something to do with why fishing trout wasn't so good this past week. But all in all, you know, the guys that did get out, that did, and, you know, tell you the truth, Don, not a lot of people fished last week. It was, you know, and I don't know what's going on, but it's the economy or what's the deal. But we just didn't have a whole lot of people fish last week. That was, you know, that's the bottom line. But the guys that did get out, and our guides, you know, that fish from around here, they fish mostly redfish. And, look, Don, redfish are just easy to get from Biloxi Marsh, you know, all the way down to Bay Lafourche. I mean, you know, on both sides of the Mystigo here and up the Mystigo, it was, you know, it was pretty easy. A lot of little puppy drums on the rocks. So a lot of white trout still in the marshes over the oyster reefs. I mean, you got options, you know, coming out the wazoo to go do fishing today. You could, you know, and I tell you what they started catching around here that's, you know, that I like to see, and I haven't seen them in a long time, with some really nice croakers right across the ship channel here and you know, in the mouth of Old Shell Beach Bayou and up the channel here by the by LaBeouf's Cut. So you're more than likely going to start putting a mixed box together. Another thing, Don, we're starting to see those trout that were, you know, that 12 and 7/8, they made that little 13-inch push. 13 and an eighth now, as we call it, 13 and enough, started making that little push. So it's, you know, we're starting to see a few of those trout cross the line, you know what I mean? So, you know, towards the good side. So, and look, let me tell you, they're getting sacked up. Soon as if it makes 13 and eight, it's going in a box. I mean, there ain't nobody throwing them back on. I think they waited, you know, these guys have been waiting too long to catch a fish that was legal in this inside waters, and, you know, that's just what they're doing. So you have options, man. You got. You know, it's going to be. Don, right now there's no wind. It's really calm down here. Actually, it's kind of muggy down here right now. So, you know, got a little humidity. I see a little bit of fog on the road around Miro up there. So, you know, I know the humidity's up. So, yeah, just look. We're here. We're waiting on you guys to hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
Robbie, did you put any camo pattern boats in this morning? People going looking for the teal?
No, but there was a lot on the road, and I think most of the guys are going down to that Delco area. Don, I had people look for teal all week. There was one little pocket of teal kind of close to the lakeshore over around that Bayou Pedro area. That was it. Not anything to write home about, that was for sure. The best sightings of teal that we've heard of was down towards Scarsdale that way, you know, along that, you know, around that river. Other than that, you know, we haven't heard any good teal reports. But it's been so hot, you know what I mean? I think if we would have had a little bit of a front come through, I think that would have helped things a little bit, but most of the people here this morning are going fishing and not. I don't see no casting and blasting going on yet right here in the parking lot.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got the official state flyover report yesterday, and it's not good news. And it's, you know, the empirical evidence is out there. I've been talking to people all week from all over the state, and everybody's saying the same thing. Well, we saw a few birds here, a few birds there, and the official word is that it's very poor for this time of the year. Probably haven't had this few of teals in about the last 7 years or so. 101,000 total blue-winged teal all over the state. And 80% of those are in one area, in the southwest portion of the state, around Vermilion and southeast Calcasieu parishes. So it's slim pickings pretty much for the rest of the area. But I've already got duck hunters texting me and saying, look, it's open in morning. I don't care what's out there. We're just going to go sit out there and watch the sunrise, you know, and have the guns in case and enjoy it. And I think that's the right attitude to have when it's like this, you know. And the other thing, the other tip for teal hunters is, make the birds that you see and come into your decoys count. On days when there's plenty of birds, you know, you can kind of lollygag and miss a few and they buzz you and you didn't get the shot. Today, you better be ready. You better be armed and dangerous when they come in.
Yeah. Yeah, you better be on. You better have your aim on. That's all I can tell you. If they come in today with so few, you know what I mean. So you don't want to be wasting a whole bunch of shells and you know and doing all that missing, you know. So you know, but anyway, Don, I don't know. We just haven't seen a whole bunch of teal ducks around here, and it's just you know, and even on the private grounds, you know, people that went and looked yesterday. Said it, you know, they seen 25 or 30, you know, and that was it. 25 or 30, you know, not in one spot, you know, in this pond, 25, no, 25 or 30. That was it. So
total, yeah.
Not looking good. Not looking good for the teal hunter.
Well, we got a little bit of a frontal system coming in the middle of the week, and it's not going to drop temperatures drastically or any heavy north winds or anything like that, but it will be a little bit of a front, and sometimes that can turn things around. And, you know, it's only a 9-day season, so it's quick. If you want to do it, you got to get it over. Robbie, that's some really good news on those croakers. I hope that's a permanent thing and not just a flash in the pan, but I've been getting a few reports that, you know, bigger croakers are starting to show up. That'd be wonderful if we had a comeback at the croakers. I know your grandpa, boy, he loved them croakers.
Oh, man, that's some fine dining. You know, I was looking at a video of up there in the Regulies Pass where Chad Champagne was, he likes to fish, and I saw he had a really big one. You know, I haven't seen a croaker that big in many, many, many years, so Hopefully these bull croakers start making a comeback. Because I tell you, Don, it's been probably since the I'm going to say the early '80s since I've seen, you know, good bull croakers. And hopefully these fish, you know what I mean, they'll make a comeback. So, but we'll see how that works out.
All right, so they got to take a left after the bridge, right? And you'll be waiting on them.
Absolutely. Hook the left and come and see us. We're waiting on you right now.
All right. Have a good weekend, Robbie. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, coming up next, did you go to the State of the Basin meeting, or did you take it in by Zoom? Well, if you go on the Wildlife and Fisheries website, you can kind of get a recap. But I had a few takeaways, what I heard at the meeting. I'll share them with you, and also we'll talk a little bit about that fish kill down on Grand Isle. We got bad boys of the outdoors. We're going to talk about hope on a boat. We got an interview with an LSU tight end who'll be playing tonight. Lots of stuff to do in the next few minutes right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your network. All right, if you're planning on getting out and catching some red snapper, I suggest you do it quickly. I just got the numbers in on the harvest quota for the year 2025, and through September 7th, which was about 2 weeks ago, we had caught in Louisiana 805,955 pounds of our 894,955 total harvest quota. So that's about 90% have been caught. We only got about 10% left, and that was of 2 weeks ago. So be on the lookout and for the notice when it will be shut down. It's liable to be very short notice, and that notice could come as early as next weekend. It could be shut down because without tropical storms and depressions and systems in the Gulf, people have been putting a whipping on those red snappers. So go get you some before it shuts down. All right, did you happen to make or see by Zoom the State of the Basin meeting? The Atchafalaya Basin Recreational Fisheries Public Meeting was held Thursday evening. I watched it by Zoom, and I had some takeaways. I thought the wildlife and fisheries biologist did a very good presentation. And here are my major takeaways. Number one, there's enough scientific research now. They've been studying data from that basin for the last 25 years on the results of restocking. And according to the data, restocking is a waste of time and money. The bass in that river swamp system are so short-lived, the majority of them are less than 2 years old. And it takes longer than that for a bass to grow to a what you would consider a trophy size. And the Florida bass that was stocked after Hurricane Andrew back in the early 2000s, the strain's been diluted. It's just not improving the size of the fish. So I get the impression that don't look for any restocking programs in the Atchafalaya Basin. Number two, they are losing a lot of fishing area there. And it's just the opposite of what's going on along the lower coast. That Atchafalaya River is actually building land with so much sediment coming down. In 1850, there were 190 square miles. In 2005, there were 73. And that's 20 years ago, so that's even less now, and it continues to fill in. Boy, if we could only figure out how to take all of that that sediment, it's too much of it, and divert it over along the lower coast, we could balance it all out. All right, my takeaway number three, other species besides bass, the freshwater catfish, the brim, the sockeye in a medium size, all in good numbers. They had a good spawn, those fish and the bass, so it should be some pretty good fishing this fall and winter. My final takeaway was don't expect any changes in the creel limits or the size limits. Again, the data backs up. It would have little change by putting in tidal limits, and I know the thought process for a lot of fishermen. Release the bass. If you let them in the water, they'll grow. It does not happen in that river swamp habitat. Those fish just don't reach that size. Now, there's going to be a few outliers. Every now and then a big fish will come out of there. But for the most part, to change size limit or to cut back the numbers in order to try to improve the quality of the fish, the science just does not back it up. So those were my four takeaways. Did you have any? 504-260-1870. Also, we had Captain Keith Bergeron. I know him as Herc. He recorded a video and put it on Facebook of the Grand Isle Beach, which was littered with big redfish. And this was a bycatch that was discarded by the pogey industry. And it was pretty disheartening. He got in the golf cart and he drove the beach, and it was just one after another washed up on the beach dead. Of course, they'll justify it. The Menhaden industry, we spent $1 million on a study that was authorized by the Louisiana legislature, was paid for with the artificial reef funds, and it showed that the pogey boats, and this is the data they showed, the total redfish that they removed by bycatch was around 10%, 9.9. The other 90.1% was done by the recreational fishermen, 78.9, and then the dead discards was 11.2. saying that if they get to bycatch 10%, that's fair because the recreationals are taking out 90. My question is, and the one that they did not pose, was we know now that the recreational removal of the most important ones, the spawners, those over 27 inches, if they say it's about 11% mortality, That's it, because it's illegal for recreationals to keep any more bull redfish. But the redfish that are caught as bycatch and killed by the pokey boats, the majority of those are bull redfish because of where they operate, and that's got to impact the spawn. So the argument goes on, and, you know, it doesn't look like our legislature, our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, is going to take any action like many of our neighboring states along the Gulf do and put tighter restrictions to move them further out, or in case of what a lot of people feel, the activity should be banned totally. Have you been to Grand Isle? What did you see if you were down there? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a bad boy story for you. Running a little bit early because we're going to be taking you to the duck blinds in the second hour. Guy decided, he wasn't going to fish with a license. He decided not to buy it. And, man, did it end up bad for him. His story's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, got some interesting texts coming in. We're hearing from our friend David Hubble. He says, welcome back to L.A., Lower Alabama. Glad to be here. Yeah, it is really dry. A lot of people complaining you need rain in a lot of areas. This is an interesting. Gary listened to us in Lockport. He says, the last 2 years, rodeo-winning croaker for rodeos in Grand Isle have been near or over 2 pounds. Not sure where they're being caught, but those are big ones. Yes, those are what I would call a bull croaker. Another one says, what would be the inches of a good-sized bull croaker? I would say a keeper croaker, anything around that 12-inch plus, that's a good size. But, man, I can remember the days of catching the big bull croakers. They were, you know, 2-3 pounds, and you'd catch doubles offshore, and seems like they just kind of went away. All right, our buddy Captain Rob, and he's listening to us in the emergency room. Oh, my God, he's got complications from surgery, but he scouted Burris all week. He saw 3 teal yesterday, and that was it. Thanks for the report, and I hope you get a speedy recovery there, Captain Robin. All right, we also have, I think it was the Colonel from Hammond said he's headed out to the prairie in Manchac. Give me a report. Text me back when you get out there. Not many people hunting out there much anymore. It used to be a really good spot, that Manchac Prairie. It's Manchac WMA. Used to hunt out there many, many years ago, and haven't gotten hardly any reports from that area. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second station identification pause, and we're back to tell you this week's bad boy of the outdoor story. We'll do that right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, because he failed to buy a basic fishing license for the measly sum of $17, a 46-year-old Coushatta, Louisiana man was arrested for that violation and then various drug-related charges. On August 31st, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Agent Senior Agent Austin Ashley, Senior Agent Trayson Francis, and Lieutenant Ryan Brasher were on patrol on the Grand Bayou Reservoir in Red River Parish when they found William Thomas fishing from the bank. Agents made contact with Thomas, and they kind of smelled a strong odor of marijuana. Well, after further investigation, the agents found Thomas in possession of that marijuana, methamphetamines, and drug paraphernalia, and to boot, he was fishing without a fishing license. On his day in court, facing $5,450 in fines and up to 2 years in jail, is 46-year-old William Thomas of Coushatta, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. I would also say our dumb boy of the outdoors. If he had his license, you never know. Maybe the other charges would not have been put against him. All right, let's get back to the text messages coming in. Backstrap Stacker here in Clark County, Alabama. He's out at this weekend bush hogging spots they normally can't hit when it's wet. It's so dry. Yeah, I know. Food plots need a little bit of rain. Steel Man, he's checking in from Gaydon. He's got Big Bar, H-Dog, the Master Prepper. I guess got to the blind chasing those teal birds. The fingers across, Big Bar Senior will be pot roasting teal tonight. Happy hunting. Boy, I sure hope he does get the pot roast of it. And here's one with regard to the pogey boat bycatch of the redfish. It says, of the 10% they say the pogey boats catch, what does that equate to in the actual number of big spawning bull reds that they kill? That was a piece of data that I don't think they got, but from what I've seen, from the photos and from the reports, it is almost all bull reds that they're catching, which is a huge percentage of the spawners. So even though it may not represent a huge part of the total population that's removed, they're removing the ones that really count, whether recreationals or not. You can't keep them. It's illegal. And, of course, there are some that die from catch and release, but that's minimal. So I think that needs to be revisited. All right, next week, want to remind you, stock the camp. It's Louisiana Hunting and Fishing Day, and they got celebrations going on all over the state. There's going to be hands-on shooting and fishing activities, kayaking, food concessions, door prizes. There's locations in Baton Rouge, Woodworth, Monroe, and Bodcaw. And if you'd like to go, it's free admission and parking. Bring the whole family. It's sponsored by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. It's a celebration next Saturday, Louisiana Hunting and Fishing Day. And after your trip, you might want to come by and see me. I'm going to be at Acquista Pace Grocery. That's their wine and spirits and more. They're going to be having a Stock the Camp Day. This is a new event. It's a great concept. They're going to have some manufacturers and some retail outlets out there bringing specific gear that you would use for the fall fishing. And they've got a lot of things, including your favorite wine and spirits and grocery to stock the camp up for the fall. And they've got some exciting giveaways, stoves, grills, coolers filled with goods, and a lot of those large format size Duckhorn family wines. So I'll be out there. It all starts at noon and goes on till 5 o'clock in the evening. That's at Acquista Pace Wine and Cheese, 631 North Causeway in Mandeville. Check it out. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to talk about Hope on a Boat. What's that all about? We'll tell you. It's a very special fishing event that's getting ready to kick off in a little bit. From 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Fairhope Charters on Weeks Bay. We're back to talk about it right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, there's an event getting ready to kick off in the next 15 minutes. It'll be going on till 2 p.m. It is called Hope on a Boat, and we have talked about this before on the show, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more. It's taking place over on Weeks Bay, and let's go talk to Lyons Busson. He's there with the Hope on a Boat. Lyons, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and many thanks for putting this event and working on it to put it together. It's a very worthwhile event. If you would, tell us about Hope on a Boat. What's the background, and what's going to be going on in the next 15 minutes?
Yeah, what a blessing it is, Don. What it is it's a we have 16 anglers coming down here with a disability. We don't like to refer to it as a disability, it's an ability, because they overcome a lot more in life than what we ever have to do. But we've got 16 participants, anglers coming down with 16 captains, and it's 100% donated products. Everything that we've asked for, we put on the internet. Everything's been donated: food, life jackets, everything. We've got a whole range of buckets for them, from CCA to send them back home. But we got 16 guys coming here to pick them up. We're gonna go fishing for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours. Come back, do lunch, and then we'll have a big award ceremony. It's gonna be a wonderful day.
Now, are these boats equipped to handle the physically challenged, maybe even with wheelchairs?
Some of them aren't. So we have 9 in wheelchairs today, and some, and then the other ones aren't. So we have some boats that are big enough to be able to put the wheelchairs in them. We have a lot of volunteers to help put them in there, and we have some boat lifts right here that we can just pick the boats up and just slide them right over and go fishing.
And what are y'all expecting them to catch today?
We're going after redfish, speckled trout, flounder. I think there's one boat that's running out going after snapper today. So we're going to go after a variety of fish.
Well, great. I tell you what, whoever scheduled this did a good job. You got a really beautiful weather day today.
It's a beautiful job. All glory to God. He blessed us with a wonderful day. We've been praying for a good day of fishing.
Well, I think you're going to get it. Now, if somebody is interested in helping you guys out, I know that the volunteer captains, you got the manufacturers giving product away. If somebody wants to get involved in this, or if they know someone who is physically challenged that would really enjoy getting out on a rare day on the water, how can they get involved with Hope on a Boat?
They can look us up on Facebook or Instagram. It's Hope on a Boat, and just send us a message, and we'll get right back to them.
And absolutely no cost to anybody on this, correct?
It doesn't cost anyone a dime, not one dime.
All right, what's on the menu at lunch?
Anything we've ever asked for, we've been given.
That's super. That is fantastic. What's on the menu for lunch?
We're doing hamburgers, hot dogs, coleslaw, and baked beans.
All right, that's perfect for kids. What are the age of these kids, by the way?
They range anywhere from, I would say, 6 or 7 years old all the way up to maybe 30 years old, 40 years old.
Wow. Well, I know you got a guy down there, a friend of mine, Chris Riley, and there's nobody that understands the importance of getting out in the outdoors for people who are physically challenged, and he does. And I tell you what, even he's a challenge. Let me tell you, he gets out there. He don't leave anything unturned. He doesn't let anything stop him from enjoying the outdoors. I tell you that.
That wheelchair never slowed him down a bit, that's for sure. He's a blessing. He's a wonderful human being.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's kind of paying back, so that's a wonderful thing. Hope on a Boat, and find him on Facebook. If people want to come down there and meet you guys and congratulate the kids, tell them where they're going to be coming in with those fish and where the lunch will be held.
We're going to be right here at our boat dock, Fairhope Charters. It's 11606 Marianne Beach Road in Fairhope, Alabama.
All right. Very good, Lions. And thanks to you and the crew and all the captains, everybody who donated. I know this is going to be a very special day for these kids, one that they'll remember the rest of their lives.
It will be. We got them rolling in right now. My phone keeps beeping with people. Captain's calling me right now.
Go get them, Lions. And thanks for taking time to chat with us about it.
Thank you, Don. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
All right, there it is. Hope on a Boat, wonderful organization helping physically challenged kids and adults get out there and enjoy something that they would not ever have the opportunity to do. All right, let's get back to the text message in referring to our bad boy. They said with the marijuana, that's why they call it dope. Yeah, pretty good there. All right, we also have some people out there looking for teal. Have you spotted any? Let us know what you're seeing. If you're going hunting, give us a report. 504-260-1870. That's our text number. We got our friend the Worm. He's finally back in the area from out west, and he's spending the weekend getting his boat ready for fall fishing. Now, here's some advice, and this is good. He says replace the steering and the U-bolts on the axle, change the grease and the bearings on the trailer, and update the fishing license. Yeah, get everything in order before you get out there and make your trip. All right, coming back after this, we got more to talk about. We got some text messages to get to and also some fishing reports. All that's coming up right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On this week's episode of Bayou Wild TV, it's titled Lost Buck's Bucket List, and it features a Tiger in the Wild, Gabe Leonard. You also have some cameo appearances by West Weeks and Bo Bordelon. Three guys will be playing in tonight's game against Southeastern Louisiana. And we got a little bit of a preview for you. We had an interview with Gabe, and this Tigers in the Wild preview is a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Here's Gabe.
Well, we're here with Gabe Leonards, LSU tight end. Gabe, you're a Bayou boy through and through. Tell us a little bit about your experience growing up in South Louisiana, where you're from.
So I'm from Crowley, Louisiana, and I spent most of my life doing waterfowl hunting, you know, ducks and geese and stuff like that. You know, I grew up frogging. That was my outdoors adventures. We got deer and we got hogs, but it ain't nothing like over here at the Lost Bucks Ranch. And, you know, it was a cool experience to come see it differently because growing up, all I ever saw was, you know, rice fields and crawfish and all the things that brought. And I think that this was a whole different experience coming here.
Yeah, what were your expectations? What was the first thing you did when you heard about Lost Bucks Ranch?
First thing I did when I got told it, I had to go look at the Instagram, and, you know, I had to look up everything that's going to be there. I need to know where it comes from, you know, what is it like, you know, everything. So that's the first thing I went to do is research every single animal that was here. And, luckily in my time here, I got to see them all. So that was awesome. And I feel like in one week and you still can't experience all that this place has to offer. You know, it's a different atmosphere. It's an African atmosphere that you get over here.
So, Gabe, you're an experienced outdoorsman. Tell me a little bit about the opportunities that Sunshine Equipment, the NIL opportunities that Tigers in the Wild's collaborator on. Tell me what that means to you.
Oh, it's awesome. I think that, one, it's an opportunity to meet new people whenever you do any type of NIL deal, and it's an opportunity to build a relationship. I think that's more important than, you know, the money ever will be. And getting to know people, getting advice, you know, learning in life from others, that's a big part of it. And then also, you know, I got to come out here with my teammates. Our lives are going to separate here shortly, and, you know, within 4 years, and with this transfer portal, it happens even sooner than that sometimes. And it's sad, you know, you don't get to spend all this time that you were used to with your friends, but getting out to come out and do stuff like this and make these core memories that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your life. And it, you know, builds a stronger relationship. So I think that's just as important as anything else, you know, the money and all that aside, an opportunity also to learn. I mean, these are some amazing animals that we got to see this weekend. Something you would never see in your backyard, that's for sure. So, you get to learn and knowledge, you know, Mr. Gabe telling us about the deer breeding that they're doing and all the science that goes behind that. And, you know, being able to talk to Mr. James and how he tells us about his love for this and his passion about his shooting ranges and how he does it competitively. And you get to see, you know, new interests that can affect you in your life later on. I also think it was cool for him to tell us about how it brings him joy to allow us to have an opportunity to see this stuff. And I think that's, you know, it was a really great thing for him to tell us. And it gives you a different outlook on when you have an opportunity to share something with somebody else.
So tell me how special that is for an LSU alum like Mr. James to invite us out and take care of his Tigers.
Yeah, I think it's really important. When you go to LSU, you know, you're part of it forever. And, you know, I think that having that strong community makes you feel more at home, even though you're not at home, you know. And LSU, you know, it's been my home for 4 years now. And all this alumni that come back and support you, and they want to know about you more than just being on the field. I think that's really special. And like I said, relationships that you build is the most important thing in your life, because, you know, you'll never know when you need somebody or when somebody needs you, but just having somebody there for you, you know, it really helps you. And the support and the love that they give us to our team and, you know, us as people on and off the field, it's unmatched, and it's really important to us.
Well, that's certainly a testament to your character and persistence and perseverance. Mr. James talked about your positive mindset. You seem to carry that with you everywhere you go. Tell me where that comes from.
Honestly, I think that my positive mindset comes from the people that I love the most. My sisters give me that. I give it through and through to my sisters. You know, I grew up with four older sisters, and they did so much for me. And now that they have this great family and all the loved ones that they have, I see all the love that they give and how they always put a smile on their face. And I think that that's it's infectious. You know, it can go to anybody who if you spread it, you know. So I think that's very important. And like my friends, you know, it's cool. I'm happy I shot a red stag, ecstatic. But I think that the best part of the whole thing was getting to see my friends do it, killing hogs with them. Something's better about doing it with people. And I think if you initiate the happiness, then people feel more comfortable to do it. So.
And that was Gabe Leonard's tight end. You'll watch him in action tonight for LSU Tigers. What a fine young man. And, you know, he missed a black buck at 300 yards. He missed another at 400 yards. And finally, on the final day, the next day, he got out and he bagged a beautiful red stag, a shot at about 280 yards. And you can see all that action. He was along with West Weeks and Bo Bordelon and other LSU Tigers. And if you want to see any of the Tigers in the Wild episodes on Bayou Wild TV, go to BayouWildTV.com. All of our stations across the area are listed. And we also have a YouTube channel where you can watch Tigers in the Wild each and every week. And presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. All right, we're just about out of time for the first hour. We've got another whole hour to go, and it's going to be one of my favorite hours, because we're going to take you into the duck blinds of Mike Smith, Ryan Lambert, Kirk Stansel. We also got a fishing report, Brendan Bayards at a Mobile Bay kayak fishing tournament. And Mike Gallo caught a couple of huge flounders yesterday. I want to get that flounder story out of Captain Mike. And your text messages, 504-260-1870. Your questions, your comments, your fishing and your hunting reports are always welcome right here on the Outdoor Show. We'll be back after this quick timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And welcome into hour number two, broadcasting live from our St. Hubert Cathedral Annex Studios, located in South Baldwin County, Alabama. Glad to have you tuned in this morning, and boy, we got a full second hour coming up. We're going to be talking to Captain Mike Gallo, getting a fishing report from him. Also, a paddler's report with our buddy Brendan Bayard. He's not far from me, probably about a 20-minute ride away. He's at the Mobile Bay Kayak Fishing Association's Five Rivers Tournament. He's also going to tell us about the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's championship, which is not far off, coming up in a couple of weeks. Then we're going to take you into the duck blinds. When legal shooting time starts, we'll get a glimpse of what the teal season's looking like. The forecasts are not good for a lot of teal, but we'll be talking to Captain Mike Smith. He's out there with LouisianaDuckHunts.com. And Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, you know where he's going to be. He's going to be over there across the river from Burris, hunting out in the Plaquemines Parish area. And out west at Hackberry Rod and Gun, Captain Kirk Stansel. And that's probably where we got the best reports of teal so far, is out in his area. So you'll hear from all of those guys live and direct in the duck blind. You'll hear the duck calls, maybe the dogs hitting the water, the shotguns going off. It's the closest thing to be in there. If you can't be out there to do it, we take you there on, and we do this throughout the duck season. So be tuned in when the regular duck season starts. All right, got some text messages in. This one wants to know, they saw a lot of boats yesterday fishing in the Mississippi River around the Luling Grain Elevator. Is there a catfish tournament going on? Not to my knowledge, but there's a lot of catfish around that area, and a lot of that grain spills over, and I know it attracts waterfowl, I'm sure. It attracts catfish, too, and other species. So they're doing the baiting for you on the fishing. All right, here we have, let's see. Hey, Mr. Don, we're all set with a huge spread. All right, here's some teal hunters. Whole crew's here today. Shootout is what it says. Mason and Possum with their upcoming wedding. You, of course, are invited. I'll email the invitation. Good luck to all the duck hunters. Well, congratulations, Mason and Miss Possum. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding. If I can't make it, send us some pictures. All right, we have this one coming in. Wanted to send a shout-out to a longtime friend and listener to the show, Carl Bourgeois. He's recovering from surgery at St. Tammany Hospital, and he can't wait to get out on the water for his favorite fall-time speck fishing. And Carl's also a waterfowl hunter. At least he used to. I don't know if he still hunts. But speedy recovery to you, Carl, and hopefully you can get back on the water sooner than later. All right, as I was mentioning, I got a picture in from Captain Mike Gallo with two, I mean, beautiful flounders. He said he filled a whole gallon bag with fillets just off of those two flounders. We'll find out where he caught them and what technique he used, and maybe you can get a couple of those fall flounders. You know, we're going to have another fall closure for the flounder season, and you know, it's to protect them during the spawn, and I don't know, ever since they did it, I don't know if we've done it long enough to really get any recognizable results, but I can tell you one thing, it sure seems like the flounders are showing up a lot better since that has been implemented. And other states have done it, and it's worked for them, so I don't see why it wouldn't work for Louisiana. The shame of it is during that closure is the time when flounders are most actively feeding and probably the best time to get out and catch them. But until then, it'll be catch and release on the flounders. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back on the backside. We'll have Captain Mike Gallo join us. He may already be out there in the boat throwing some bait out there. We'll find out what he's up to and get the story on those flounders right after this quick three-minute pause where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Now, Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. And right now you can get the 15-month special, but the time is running out because it's only during the month of September. Three free months for the price of 12. Now, remember, what we tell you about CETO, when you need them, they are there. Hopefully you never need them, but if you do, they'll bring you unlimited fuel drops, jumpstart those electrical problems. If they got to tow you, they'll do it, take you back to the dock or to the repair shop, wherever you need to go. It's like having AAA on the water, but it's more important. When you're on the road, you got a lot of other options. When you're out in the wilderness and you're on your own and you're broke down out there, CETO is who you want to see. Take advantage of that special. Now, here's how to do it. Go to CETO.com, and they ask for a promo code, and put in SELA15. That's S-E-L-A, like Southeast Louisiana, S-E-L-A-15 at the checkout. You can also do it by calling Captain Chris at 504-301-4545, and he'll be glad to get you signed up, and you'll get those three free months. It's a 15-month special. Only during this month of September. All right, Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Mike, you got to give me the story on those two big doormats you caught. Or did your customers catch them?
I actually caught those. Me and Uncle Dan went out doing a scouting trip looking for flounder. And I fished in five different areas that I've caught flounder in over the years. And we didn't catch a single flounder. So I didn't want to waste the day, and I changed gears, and I went red fishing. And I had Dan throwing live shrimp under a cork up close to the shoreline. We were fishing Lake Bourne. We done completely abandoned the flounder areas, and I went to where there's big, long, flat, maybe a foot and a half of water, good hard bottom. And while he was fishing up against the shore, I was bouncing a matrix glow towards the shore or in front of the boat, and I caught those two flounder. I caught them about 2 hours apart. It wasn't, you know, if that would have been where they were and I would have caught more, then I was potentially going to make a flounder trip later in the week. But only catching two, and they were 2 hours apart, we covered a lot of ground in that 2 hours. So they still kind of scattered. I think once we get a couple of cold fronts, there'll be more in those areas that I was hoping they would be in.
Did you post that picture on either your Facebook page or your website?
I haven't yet, but I planned on doing it a little later when I get back.
Well, I can't show it to him on the radio, so you're going to have to do it. Hey, listen, we got to change Uncle Dan's name, okay? How about Tonto? He's your scout, man. You know, he does a great job scouting for those trips, you know. And for people that are too young to remember, there was a guy called the Lone Ranger. It was a Western TV show, and he had an Indian scout that always accompanied him named Tonto. And he called him Kemosabe. And Tonto always found what he was looking for. And Uncle Dan is a Tonto when it comes to finding those fish.
I remember Tonto, and I'm sure Uncle Dan does as well. He'll be happy to hear that. He is very good for scouting. He'll stick to the plan. And, you know, sometimes when you're scouting, not finding fish is a benefit because you know areas not to go to or techniques not to try. And then you don't waste time when you are searching for a particular type of fish in a certain area.
Yeah, eliminating spots is equally as important as finding them. Okay, so what else did you catch besides the flounder, and what you got planned for this weekend, for this morning?
We did catch some redfish that day. We didn't stay very long. It was getting kind of hot around lunchtime. But today we're going to be popping corks with plastics along the shoreline of Lake Bourne. You want to look for as much bait as you can. And the fish are scattered. Everybody's been saying it's a transition time of year. But we came across a different trip earlier in the week. We came across few speckled trout and the occasional bull red, which was a lot of fun. So that's going to be our technique and what we give a try today.
Mike, why would you plan on throwing the popping corks along the shoreline instead of cruising the shoreline with the troll motor and try to spot them and cast to them?
Well, the water's been high, so it's hard to see them. And that popping cork does a great job of making sound where you're actually drawing the fish to you. That Four Horsemen cork is really loud, easy to, you know, it's not hard to make the right sound and attract the fish to you. So it's a great search bait, would be the way a fisherman would describe it.
And what are you going to have underneath it? Some people armed with the live bait and others with plastic?
Yeah, I'll be fishing about 2 feet down, 1/8 ounce jig head, and I really like the matrix glow color this time of year. It'll mimic a white shrimp. It'll also look like a pogie or even a small mullet.
Mike, for people that are going to be looking to catch a few trout, either speckled or white trout, where do you suggest? Maybe some of the narrow passes and the deeper water there?
Exactly. The deeper passes and the deeper holes have been holding both white trout and speckled trout. The white trout you can keep any size. The speckled trout, there's a lot of small ones mixed in. But the longer you fish in one area with live bait, you sort of set up a chum line down current from you, and the fish will make their way towards you because they're looking for the origin and where that scent's coming from. So it may take 30 to 45 minutes, but if you bear it out over time, generally that can pay off for you.
How many times do you think people have chummed up an area like you just described and then they leave a few minutes before the fish? I bet that happens quite often.
Yeah, you don't want to have the 15-minute rule at this time of year because you don't have fish concentrated in one area yet. That'll happen when we get colder water. It happens in the middle of summer. When you're in the middle of whatever season, the fish have had a chance to sort of congregate. We're in a transition from one season to the next, and the fish are sort of transitioning as well.
Got it. One last thing, Mike. Teal report, you seeing any at all?
I did see some teal when I was heading down Wrigley's yesterday, as a matter of fact. We saw, I think, two flights of teal. You know, like you told me, that fairly close to the grass, and I guess it was groups of maybe a dozen.
Yeah, not a whole lot of birds, but better to see some than none. Mike, y'all have a great trip. If somebody wants to get you, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site, your telephone number, in case they want to call you direct.
Sure. You can find me at AAofLA.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and the telephone is 985-781-78. 1-1.
And got a check. You still no fish, no pay?
Oh, yeah. It's going to remain that way.
Doesn't happen very often, though, does it?
Oh, it's been over 20 years.
That's almost a guarantee. Mike, y'all have a great day. Be safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. I strongly suggest y'all go to his Facebook and website and take a look at those two big, beautiful flounders. All right. Coming back, those of you that like to paddle and pedal and sometimes use an electric motor on your kayak, Brendan Bayard's got some info for you. He's over here near me in Mobile Bay. They're fishing for the Mobile Bay Kayak Fishing Association Five Rivers Tournament. We'll get him to talk about what they're going to be looking for and also some upcoming events for the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And No Wake Outfitters on Airline Drive in Metairie presents the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Paddler's Report for your listening pleasure. If you'd like to get in the kayak or canoe and go after your fish, they've got all the latest gear you need, including the kayaks, the paddle sports equipment, and they are fly shop specialists. They also offer fly tying and fly fishing classes periodically. Check with Justin. He'll give you the dates and times on them. They got some sharp-looking apparel over there, and, of course, all the outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle that is used in the local area. Stop by and visit them. That's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Brendan Bayard joins us now, and, Brendan, you are about 20 minutes away from me where I'm broadcasting here in Baldwin County at the Mobile Kayak Fishing Association's Five Rivers Tournament. Tell us about this tournament. This has been around a long time, and what do you expect to catch, and what do you think it's going to take to win it?
Yeah, Don, this has been going on probably only a year less than our BCKFC long-time events like Paddlepalooza and Fallen Tide have been coming out here for years. Today's tournament is the Five Rivers Tournament. Usually the weigh-in's over there at the Five Rivers Delta Center at the over there by the battleship on the causeway, but it's going to be down over here next to Dolphin Island today because they're doing some construction over there, so anglers on the east side are going to have a little bit longer of a drive to get back to the weigh-in. So a lot of people are favoring to fish on that west side. Problem is the trout have not been very abundant on the west side. So you have some anglers that are driving over to the east side trying to catch trout and then drive them over back to the west side. They're doing some work where they're dredging and stuff and doing some, berm work along the Mobile Bay right there, and it's kind of making it muddy. So a lot of white trout over there, just not a lot of speckled trout, but we're finding a few under the lights this morning. Buddy has a triple tail, actually, he caught. So interesting catches going on under the lights. Fishing's been live since 5 a.m., and some big reds and some really big flounder been caught. So I think there's going to be a good bag that wins the tournament today.
How does that association feel about the use of motors? Are they allowed in their tournament?
This is actually the first tournament I've ever used a motor at, and it was one of the reasons I think a lot of us enjoyed the motor so much that we tried them out on our own tournament. Last year was the first tournament I ever used a motor in, and it didn't seem like it was like a huge advantage, but it was also a nice little bonus. So we tried it out this year at Minimalist Challenge of our own tournaments, and so I think that's kind of the way the sport's going. For whatever reason, you can it's like AI. You can fight progress or you can just kind of accept it.
Yeah. Well, if they get enough, you know, participation, maybe they can hold separate tournaments. You know, one that's paddle and pedal only, you know, no motor craft, and other ones you can use it. Maybe it'll go that way. October's going to be kicking off with some really big tournaments, the championship. Tell us about that, and also the Cajun Castaway Slam tournament.
Yeah, the championship tournament's going to be at Coco Marina this year, and that's going to be October 4th. And then we have the Cajun Castaway in Big Lake on October 11th of next weekend. And the reason all these tournaments are kind of crammed in is because of that new flounder rule that they passed a year ago, right, where you can't keep any flounder after the October the 15th date. So people are trying to cram in their tournaments before that deadline so that, you know, you can have a live weigh-in versus a CPR-style weigh-in. So that's, unfortunately, the byproduct of that, but we'll make it do.
And what are the species that everybody's fishing for?
I think these are all slam tournaments. So today's tournament, slam tournament, Cajun Castaway is a slam tournament, and I'm pretty sure that Bayou Coast Championship is a slam tournament. It might be a double slam tournament or something. I haven't checked the rules yet, but, you know, focus on one thing at a time, as football coaches say.
Got it. Well, Brendan, we're not going to hold you up any longer. Good luck to you fishing, and thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right, there he goes, Brendan Bayard. I've been fishing under the lights. They started at 5 a.m. Very interesting tournament, a slam tournament, looking for the trout, the red, and, of course, the flounder. All right, we come back after this. We're headed to duck blinds. First up will be Mike Smith over there in Delacroix. We'll check out what he's got going on, then our own plastic man down the river in Plaquemines Parish, and then we'll head out west and close it out with Captain Kirk Stansel, find out what this year's teal season is like. We'll be back to do it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, I got a text in from one of our regulars, Big E, down in Thibodeau. He and his brother Nelson went out Wednesday. 32 catfish and 7 chinkapins. A chinkapin is a lake runner, or red ear sunfish, technically. And those are nice fish. Night crawlers under cork. But you didn't tell us the important thing, Big E. Where'd you catch him? You also want to know about the accident at Smitty's affecting Lake Pontchartrain. Lake Pontchartrain's a long way from that. I've been keeping up with what the EPA has been doing as far as studies, and so far they said no harmful effects have been detected, but the jury's still out on that. All right, let's see. Next week I'm going to be hunting prairie chickens in South Dakota, and my friend Janice is going to be with me. We're headed out there to do some hunting with my daughter, who you hear on the radio, Cherie, and her husband Blake, and their 4 German short hair pointers. But this morning, Janice is hunting those little round yellow things, tennis balls. She and her partner Barbara are in a tournament, and they're headed on the way. So good luck, and good morning to you ladies. All right, we come back after this 10-second pause. We got Mike Smith going to be joining us, and we're going to his duck blind, find out what's happening during the teal season as it opens up this morning across Louisiana. And we'll let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the teal season in Louisiana is officially opened 30 minutes before sunrise, and it's been open for a few minutes. And down in Delacroix area, we got Mike Smith of Louisiana Duck Hunts. And, Mike, what's the verdict so far?
I tell you what, close your eyes and let me know how many you see.
You know, you kind of expected that. You know, when you told me about, you know, we haven't had any tropical storm surges come in, and the vegetation there, the submerged aquatic vegetation, the feed for the ducks is so beautiful. It reminded me of going all the trouble to set up a big party. You know, you got the boudin,
right,
and the brisket, and you got ice chest full of beer. Nobody shows up, you know.
No one comes.
What's the deal? Well, I tell you, Mike, you're going to have to make the most of your shots today. You know, a lot of times when there's plenty of birds and you're getting buzzed, you know, you laugh about if you don't get a shot off in time. But, boy, when it gets like this, you really got to make them count. And I know one guy you got with you, Darren Digby, he's a crack shot.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if you get a chance.
Right now.
Yeah, well, be ready to drop the donut and pick up the gun. So you didn't see anything at all on the way out there or so far flying?
Saw a few model ducks and a few whistling, you know, black-bellied whistlers. But that said, too bad you can't shoot the whistlers.
Yeah, well.
But my brother is hunting a different area. They getting a few shots. Seeing a lot of birds, but they not decoying. I think they have 2 or 3 right now.
Yeah.
But other than that, we haven't seen a teal yet.
Well, you know, you just got to lower your expectations and maybe be happy to get a couple birds to put in the black pot instead of, you know, a full 18-man limit or anything like that. Things could change. Yeah. You know how that goes with teal season.
Oh, definitely. You know where we hunted last year? Me, you, and your nephew?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys hunting over there hadn't seen a bird yet.
Wow.
It's funny how teal season is. These teal decoys are starting to look good, though.
Well, you got the alligator situation going on out there, too. Yeah, well, you know, things can change. We're expecting a little bit of some kind of a frontal system. It's not going to be anything big or drop temperatures. But sometimes a little bit goes a long way with teal and it'll get them to move. I guess that front that came through pushed what you had in there out because you were seeing
exactly.
Some.
A week and a half ago, there were hundreds of them. That little cool blue wings are sensitive to cold weather. Well, it didn't get that cold, but still, they take advantage of that north wind, and I think they're sitting on the shore of Cozumel drinking Coronas right now.
Well, you saw the official flyover count from Wildlife and Fisheries, and it was pretty bleak as far as a teal. So, and I don't know, maybe the nine-day season was justified. Maybe the numbers aren't there. Maybe they just didn't show up. You never know with teal.
Exactly.
Now, I'm expecting to get a much better report from the west side of the state because they said 80% of those birds they counted were kind of in a two-parish area and actually portions of those parishes. So I guess they're congregated over there, and maybe if they do enough shooting, they can move them your way.
Yeah, hope for the best. But, yeah, there's always birds. Vermilion Parish, and what's that other one next to it?
Calcasieu,
yeah.
And Cameron. But
and
southwest
Cameron,
yeah. Calcasieu, southeast Calcasieu is where the largest concentration was spotted when they flew over. Well,
right.
Got a few more days to go. You got any openings? If somebody wants to go out there and give it a shot, I'll call you and ask if the if it's improved, maybe they might want to go.
Zero openings for the non-day season.
Well, that's I guess that's a good thing. But, you know, sitting out there, you know, you're not suffering. You know, maybe you know, if you bring enough spray to keep the mosquitoes away and
mosquitoes
there's no gnats.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad when it was dark. You know, it's not like it was back in the 60s and 70s where there were swarms of them, I remember. But they haven't been that bad. Of course, the thermosel works a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Well, you just kind of sit and enjoy the morning and watch the different birds and pray for a teal flock to come in on you.
That's it. That's all you can do.
Well, Mike, for the big duck season, I'm sure you got a few openings. If somebody wants to contact you, what's the website?
LADuckHunts.com or my phone number is 504-228-4506. Regular duck season is more predictable than teal season.
And what's the opening day for the regular ducks?
November 15th to December 7th, December 20th to January 25th. Two splits this year instead of three.
Right. Got it. Yep. All right, Mike, hope things change for you guys. Tell Darren hello, and y'all try to make the most of it. Enjoy what you got.
Thanks for calling, Don. I'll see you when, Friday?
Friday, yes, sir. I'll be there.
Okay. If you see a few teal, put them in a bag and bring them up.
I'll bring my own teal. BYOB. Bring your own blue wings. We'll have fun. We'll tell stories, if nothing else.
Oh,
see you later, Mike.
Have some stories. We'll talk about Goosey.
Yes, yeah. And Rocky. Always good stories. Take care, Mike.
We can't say those stories over the radio, though.
Well, yeah, probably not. All right, see you later, Mike.
All right, bye.
There he goes, Mike Smith. You wouldn't believe it. He's a five-time state duck calling champion. You ought to hear him with that duck call. He's a maestro. All right, coming back after this, I'm not expecting a whole lot from the Plastic Man down the river hunting over there in Plaquemines Parish. We'll see what he's got going on right after we pause this quick 3 minutes for our sponsors to tell you what they got going on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, this morning he is not the Plastic Man. He is the Man of Steel. Steel shot because he's out there chasing teal. And, Ryan, I'm not expecting a big report from you based on everything I've heard this morning. What's going on out there?
Well, I didn't go.
Wow, it's got to be bad if you didn't go.
All week, and I didn't see enough teal to compensate the hunters that are out there. So I didn't want to take up a spot when I had all the boys hunting, you know, with customers. So I stayed home, and I'm not hearing much shooting, buddy. I mean, it's, you know, my theory is the same one I've had for years, is when you get a big high pressure in the country, if it can steer a hurricane, it can steer teal, you know, and it's, we've been having that east wind for a couple of weeks, and it just steered everything to the west. I mean, the west is covered up. Texas and West Louisiana are covered in birds, and we have nothing. I mean, this is the lowest amount of teal I might have ever saw.
Well, that's kind of what the report is saying. And, you know, I'm wondering if anybody gets a teal this morning, inspect it for some Saharan dust. Maybe that Sahara dust is doing something to them, keeping them away. Huh?
No, we just had that big high pressure over the country for the last week or two. And it's we've been having big east winds, you know. And if it could push a ship and if it could push a hurricane, it could push a flock of ducks. You know, in the long term, it might not push them right away, but it's going to push them in the long term as the long flight comes. So. Not good, buddy. Not good.
Well, what about the fishing? I guess after they come back from the quick teal hunt, they can grab the rods and go do some casting.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. And the trout are showing up a little early. You know, usually it's another week or so, but trout are starting to show up a little bit. A lot of little trout are coming in, too. So that's the migration starting inside. Redfish are good. You know, it's going to be good. Everything on the short rigs are good right now. I mean, you catch it all. So it's really good.
Yeah, and the wedge is really working its way up. I understand the Corps is getting ready to put the berms in, you know, to block the saltwater intrusion from getting upriver.
Yeah, because it's 2.8 right now, and it's going to be 2.1 or something like that by the end of, you know, in about 2 or 3 weeks. So. Yeah, it's going to be a nice fall for that. And, I mean, there's tons of food. I mean, the food for ducks are great. I mean, the chickweed is everywhere. Duck potatoes have multiplied twofold again this year. So it ought to be fabulous when a duck shows up.
That's like I said, the table and the party's been set and nobody's showing up, but they're coming. All right, I got this question. Somebody wanted me to ask you if you knew who it was that dumped all the giant garfish carcasses at the Fort Jackson launch area. Disgusting. Man, that's terrible when people do that, huh?
These old boys, I think they're from Opelousas. I've been seeing them all week setting their jugs, and they clean it right there, and they dump all the heads right there. One of my boys got it all wrapped up in his prop yesterday and had to put his boat back up. Yeah, I know who it is. I don't know him by name. I didn't know who it is. You know, I see the truck in the out there every day. So,
man, you take some license plate pictures and some boat number pictures. And, you know, I can think of a lot of things they could do for punishment for those guys. Put them on trash trucks all over and pick up that guy. There's nothing nastier than rotten fish in the heat with maggots all over them. Let me tell you.
They dump it right at the launch, too.
Yeah, they do it intentionally. Yeah, right. Just to aggravate people. That's
well, they launch.
You don't want those people.
So I think it's lack of common sense is what it is. You know, and they say that's not as common as it used to be, that common sense.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't take a whole lot of sense not to dump rotten fish into a launch, that's for sure. Well, hope things change down there, and keep, you know, we'll keep it up to date. We'll be talking to you next Saturday, and that'll be wrapping it up. You know, it'll be over with by the end of next week.
We got a little bit of a front coming during the week, so maybe we'll get a northwest wind and push something this way.
Hopefully it'll happen. Well, at least we got the fish to back it up with.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's even enjoyable getting out there and watching the shorebirds and the whistlers and the wood ducks and all the other stuff out there.
Oh, I love it. There's plenty of wood ducks and mottled ducks by the score. So, you know, it's beautiful out there. You know, I hunted alligators all week, so I enjoy my time in the marsh. But fishing's good. The water's clear. You can sight fish. It's going to be good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a sunrise in the marsh, no matter what's going on. Well, Ryan, good luck to you guys. Hopefully it turns around, and we'll be in touch.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
All righty. CajunFishingAdventures.com, or you can call him at 504-559-5111, and he will answer the phone, I promise you, no matter what he's doing. All right, we come back after this. We headed out west. Talk to Captain Kirk. He's my salvation. This is where most of the birds were spotted. He told me during the week he thought it might be a little bit later in the morning because they generally start the shooting in the rice field area, and then the birds move from the rice fields to the marshes where he'll be set up. So we'll see how that's working out. And we also got the Fishing Freak 504. He fished the ponds of South Pass in Venice last weekend. did not see one duck, not one duck in Venice. Is that even possible? Whew, that's bad. All right, we'll be back with Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I'm kind of saving you as my ace in a hole. Everybody else is striking out this morning. I got fishermen all over telling me they're not seeing any birds in places where they're normally covered up. I got hunters out there, maybe two, three birds here and there. According to the flyover, you guys had most of the birds in your area. What's going on over there?
Well, they're not where I'm sitting, I can tell you that.
Not yet, anyway. Are you hearing any shooting?
When you were starting your introduction there, the next blind over just fired two shots. And I'm looking at a blue wing. We've seen one teal, and he's out there about 70 yards from the decoy. So he's out of range. So yeah. He's teasing us.
Sound like all. He got the memo.
Yeah, he got the memo. But, I told you that in the text yesterday. I saw more 2 weeks ago birds in the marshes than I've been seeing the last couple of days. It's slim. I mean, there are reports of birds in the rice fields not far from us. Mm-hmm. So if those guys go to shooting, I've seen it where it's late morning, they show up.
So how long are y'all planning to stick it out? How long will you stick it out in the blind?
Oh, I'll stay till 9 o'clock at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you guys are Hackberry Rod and Gun, so do you have the rods there with you too?
Well, we do. We had fishermen go out this morning, and we've got a couple boats going out this afternoon. They're going to blast and cast. But, man, the fishing's tough too. It's been a grind over here. The trout are almost non-existent. I mean, September's always been a tough trout month anyway, but it's tougher than normal. Even going out there live bait, it's hard. And catching your redfish, that's basically what we're doing, chasing redfish. And that, you got to fish all day to hopefully limit out.
Yeah. Well, it's transition time. We know that for the trout. Now, the redfish, right. Not sure what that's all about.
Well, normally this is when the redfish get kicked in. But they haven't got kicked in yet.
Hmm. Well, the teal, we got a little bit of a front, some type of a system, not a big blowing front from the northwest and dropping temperatures or anything, but just a little bit of change, and that might change things by midweek. They might be ahead of it, so, maybe even by Wednesday things could bring more birds in. But sounds like there's a congregation of birds your way. They're just not exactly where you are.
Exactly. They're in most of them are in the ag fields, the shallow water ag fields. Not a lot in the marsh. Now, the marsh down, I'm hunting in the Hackberry Marsh, the Johnson Bayou Marsh. Guy was down there yesterday and he saw a couple hundred teal. So there's some.
Well, that's the most anybody's reported. I'm getting a text in. Somebody's hearing a lot of shooting south of Crowley. I'm thinking with this dry weather we've had, if there's a lot of those rice and crawfish ponds that are dry, if you do have water, you're going to congregate the birds in your area. You could have a really
that's
good
right.
Teal
season. If you're in the in the shallow waters up in the rice fields or whatever you got planted, that's where the birds are concentrating. The forts I'm hearing, but the marshes are slim.
Yeah. Well, any day is a good day to be out in the marsh on a sunrise. I'm a firm believer in that,
That's right. I mean, I'm looking to the east right now, and it's just fixing to come up here.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys. Hope things change. And maybe that little teal out there will decide he wants to get a little closer look at your decoys.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at him. He froze like a decoy. I've been that way for 15 minutes.
That's all part of it. Well, Kirk, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and do a fishing trip down there, maybe sneak in if you got any teal openings. And, of course, we got the regular season, got, full two splits coming. Tell them how to get you.
Okay. Our number is 337-762-3391, and our website is hackberryrodandgun. You spell out the word and.com.
All right. Hope you get to use some of those shotgun shells you brought with you this morning.
Me too, but thank you there, Don.
All right, my friend. Catch up with you next time.
Okay. You have a good job. You got a great show, Don.
Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. What a wonderful lodge they have out there. Got a great staff. They got some really delicious food. Breakfasts are a lot of fun. People telling stories around the table. And I learned to cook my favorite duck recipe from Kirk's mom down there. It was a wonderful recipe. And I think it's on my website. I kind of took it from them and did a couple of little things, but it's pretty much verbatim. All right, there's Reed Alleman, and what he does is he sings us out of the show for the last minute, so you're going to get to hear him. And I want to remind you, National Hunting and Fishing Day is 1 week from today, next Saturday. Make some plans to get out and do something. They've got official celebrations going on across the state. Check the Wildlife and Fisheries website. And we're going to be at Aquistapaces Wine and Spirits in Mandeville, and we've got a Stock the Camp event going on from noon to 5. Hope you can make it out there and get your camp stocked up for the fall season. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. Old Man Sam, he says the cranial rectal insertion syndrome is what those fishermen dumping the guts at the launch are suffering from. I got to think that's a pretty adequate description, Sam. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks to the Coal Man, Chris Coleman, and also Andrew Pearson, our show producers, and we'll see you next week with The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.